This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Her Husband's Boss by George VI. Part 1. Blackmail. Linda's husband Glenn spilled his guts to her on the plane ride. About the financial scandal at work, the missing checks, about the possibility of his becoming the fall guy. Linda trusted her husband. She knew he was completely honest. Somebody else inside the company must have taken the checks. But according to Glenn, only his boss, Ron, could protect him now. It would be completely up to Ron if he wanted to cover for Glenn, or let him take the rap, possibly even charge him with embezzlement. Linda felt that Ron had always treated Glenn well. He was a large, barrel-chested man, outgoing, a few years older than Linda and Glenn. It was Ron's suggestion that Linda come along to this convention. Virtually all of the employees in Glenn's regional office were going to be spending the weekend at the hotel, but Linda was the only wife attending, and at the company's expense. Linda had been looking forward to the weekend at the hotel, but the 36-year-old mother and wife now felt some discomfort about being around Ron and the other managers. She always felt that she needed to be on good behavior around them at company outings, but under the circumstances she wondered if she would be able to relax much. Ron had already checked into his hotel room, and was changing into his bathing suit, when he heard Linda and Glenn entering their room next door. Their close proximity was no coincidence. Ron went to great effort to get Glenn to bring his hot wife along, and Ron secretly arranged for them to stay in the next room. Ron had met Linda the day that Glenn came into town and interviewed for the job 2 years ago. Glenn was one of several finalists for the position, but it was his beautiful, statuesque brunette wife that made Ron hire Glenn. Ron expected that choice to pay dividends this weekend. Ron didn't deliberately set up Glenn to possibly take the blame for the checks that Ron himself had cashed, but when Glenn diligently discovered the missing checks, Glenn actually became the most obvious culprit. That was when Ron decided to take advantage of the situation to realize some of the many fantasies he had of the Glenn's big tit, leggy wife. Linda was nice and friendly. But where, prude may be too strong a term, she was a conservative dressing churchgoer. Still, Ron was betting that she would surrender her dignity in order to protect her husband and their way of life. Ron knocked on their door, and impulsively looked beyond Glenn and stared at Linda lying on her bed. Even in a plain t-shirt she couldn't hide those big tits. Her long legs stretched the length of the bed. He wanted to push Glenn aside and go jump on her. Instead, Ron told Glenn that most of the other office employees had checked in and were heading down to the pool. There was no convention activity scheduled until tonight's awards dinner. Glenn and Linda agreed to join them at the pool. Ron was already in the hotel jacuzzi, talking with several of his other employees, when Glenn and Linda entered the pool area. Immediately, the jacuzzi conversation turned to Linda, and what type of bathing suit she would be wearing under her shorts and t-shirt. James and Larry, two of Ron's employees at Glenn's level, eyed the tall shapely brunette. James said that he hoped that she was wearing a bikini. But Larry agreed with Ron that it would be more in keeping with her conservative personality if she were wearing a conservative one-piece bathing suit. They all watched Linda as she pulled her t-shirt over her head to reveal a blue one-piece bathing suit. And they quietly groaned as she unzipped her shorts, and bent over at the waist to take them off. Linda's catalog-bought bathing suit was conservatively cut, except that it was designed for women with smaller breasts, and where it plunged in the front it exposed some of the large-breasted woman's cleavage. Glenn and Linda joined the group in the already crowded hot tub. There wasn't enough room for them to sit together, so Ron coaxed Linda to squeeze in next to him, while Glenn sat at the other end of the tub. Linda put one foot in the hot tub, and stood with her legs spread until she regained her balance. This pose caused a little tuft of brown pubic hair to stick out of the side of her bathing suit crotch. All of the men noticed it. Her fur matched the color of the hair on her head. As Glenn joined in with some shop talk at one end, Ron, James, and Larry quickly started flirting with Linda. Linda shyly conversed with the men, being aware that she was in close proximity with these men while wearing next to nothing. The three men stared at Linda's chest. Her bathing suit top revealed her pushed-together breasts, exposing her pale cleavage nearly halfway down her breasts. Under the bubbling water, Ron and James, on either side of Linda, pressed their thighs against hers. Linda had no room to maneuver, and when she offered no resistance, Ron put his hand on her thigh. Linda was discomforted by this move, but considering Glenn's precarious position, Linda wasn't going to risk angering Ron by publicly objecting to his touch. As they talked, Ron slowly inched his hand up higher on her long bare thigh. Linda was getting alarmed, but dared say nothing. Finally, as Ron's little pinky grazed her crotch over her bathing suit, Linda climbed out of the hot tub and headed for the pool. The episode was a small victory for Ron, for he proved to himself that Linda would allow him to do things to her this weekend without making a scene. Glenn and Linda headed back upstairs to get ready for dinner. The conversation in the jacuzzi returned to Linda, how hot she looked, but how conservative she was. "She'll loosen up this weekend," Brown boasted. "I don't think that she's the loosening up type," countered Larry. "You just have to know which buttons to push on a woman," said Ron. "You boys just watch the master. After this weekend, Linda will seem like a different woman to you." Ron hurried back to his room. It was now dark outside. Ron snuck onto his balcony and peeked through the small gap in his neighbor's curtain. He was just in time to see Linda parading around the room in her bra and panties. Ron stared at her large white bra covering her large tits. And her white cotton panties were stretched tight over her pussy and ass. Her underwear was predictably conservative, fitting with her conservative character. Ron watched as she sat on the bed and started to put on her pantyhose. Leaning over, major cleavage spilled out of the top of her bra. She stood up and tugged her snug hose up over her panties, wiggling her hips. Ron wasn't too frustrated about not seeing her naked, for he was confident that he would have his opportunity before the end of the weekend. Part 2. The Banquet. Ron had arranged for Linda to be seated next to him at the banquet. They were at a round table, with their backs to the back wall. Many of the other women at the banquet, clients' wives and employees from other divisions, were wearing expensive and fancy gowns, but Linda, in character, was wearing a cotton print dress that zipped up the back. The pleated hem was long and the neckline was high, but it still couldn't conceal Linda's large chest. With Ron on her left and Glenn on her right, Linda ate dinner and listened to the speeches, still upset by Ron's touches in the jacuzzi. As Ron spoke to Linda, he slipped his hand under the table and placed it on her thigh. With her husband next to her, Linda again was reluctant to offend Ron. She allowed his hand to slide over the cotton dress and hose. After the dinner and speeches, a band began playing, and people started to dance. As was Glenn's custom, he started to circulate throughout the room, networking with clients and the people from his company's other offices. This left Linda alone with Ron.
"Are you aware of Glenn's little problem at work?" Ron asked Linda.
"Yes, he told me all about it," replied Linda. "If the details got out, Glenn's career is certainly over. He could even end up charged with a felony."
Ron moved his hand under the table again as he spoke, and squeezed Linda's thigh. He moved his hands in circles over her thighs, moving closer to her crotch. When he grazed her crotch over her dress, Linda jumped and started to get up.
"Excuse me," she said. "I need to go to the washroom. Dance with me," Ron commanded.
"Oh, no thank you, maybe later."
"One dance," insisted Ron, with a commanding voice and stern look on his face. Linda reluctantly agreed, suddenly fearful of the man that controlled her husband's fate. Ron led Linda to the far corner of the dance floor, in relative darkness. As they began slow dancing, Ron pulled Linda uncomfortably close to him. Ron could feel the tall woman's ample chest pressing into his. He caressed her back, and thrust his groin into her thigh.
"Did Glenn tell you who could get him out of this mess?" asked Ron.
"He said you could," replied Linda.
"Yes, that's right. I'm the only one. I like your husband. I don't want to see his life ruined. But it would be a risk to my career to cover for him.
I'd appreciate any help that you could give him," Linda said.
"I was hoping you would say that. I need some favors from you,"
Linda was afraid to ask but said.
"What can I do?"
Ron lowered his hands down Linda's backbone. Linda felt his fingers slide below her tailbone. He rested both palms on her ass cheeks. Linda looked alarmed but said nothing.
"Everything I tell you to do. All weekend. I want you to be mine this weekend. Glenn won't know. And when I get back to the office on Monday, I will make a few changes to the books, and your problems will be gone."
Linda looked around to see if anyone was watching Ron grope her ass. Her back was to the bandstand, so only the band would see it. The thin dress offered little resistance to Ron's hands, but the tight pantyhose held her butt cheeks in place. Ron felt just the slightest give from the hose as Linda danced. Ron moved his right hand up her side, under her arm. His thumb grazed the side of her bra. He moved the hand over a slight bit more, and squeezed her tit over her thin bra. His thumb found her erect nipple. Linda said nothing as Ron groped her ass, felt her tit, and pressed his hard dick into her thigh. Her heart was racing, and her face felt hot. It seemed like forever until the song finally finished, and Ron led her back to their table. With her husband out of sight, Linda again sat next to Ron at the back of the room. Ron wasted no time putting his hand under the table and under her long loose dress. Ron felt her thigh over her hose, moving his hand to the inside of her thigh. He loved the coarse-slash-smooth feel of the hose over her leg.
"Do we have a deal?" Ron asked Linda.
Linda just stammered. She looked around the room to see if anyone was watching them. Ron moved his hand up over her crotch over her pantyhose.
"Spread your legs," he commanded.
Without a word, Linda spread her legs under the table and allowed Ron free access to her hose-covered crotch. She just sat in her chair, slumping forward slightly, as he rubbed up and down over her pussy. Linda, in shock, was covered with goosebumps, but felt her face get flushed. For what seemed like hours, she let her husband's boss caress her pussy in public. Feeling some anger, but mostly humiliation, she realized that the pussy rubbing was also getting her aroused. The more that she tried to ignore it, the hotter she got. She was breathing heavier, and having a hard time keeping still. She realized that she was close to an orgasm. Linda feared she would draw attention to herself and tried to talk herself out of an orgasm, but it was too late. She inhaled and started to let out a gasp. She wiggled her hips, squeezed her thighs around Ron's hand, and shuddered.
Why, you hot bitch, commented Ron.
Linda, even more humiliated, jumped out of her seat and walked quickly but unsteadily to the bathroom. She found the ladies' room down the hall and around the corner from the banquet hall. She locked herself in a stall and had a silent cry as she tried to wipe off her crotch and panties.
Part 3. The janitor's closet.
Linda composed herself enough to exit the washroom, determined to put up more resistance to Ron's advances. Maybe if she were firmer with him, he would stop these unwanted gropes. Still, she feared angering him. Just as Linda turned the corner in the empty hallway, she practically ran right into Ron. Ron grabbed her hand. Linda started to object, but Ron just put his finger to his lips and said,
"Shh."
Ron led her back around the corner and opened a door. It was a janitor's closet. He pulled her in, turned on the light, and closed the door behind them. Before Linda had time to say anything, Ron pushed her back up against the door and pressed his lips onto hers. He kissed her, working his tongue into her mouth, and Linda half-heartedly met his tongue with hers. Ron placed his right hand on her breast and groped it over her dress and thin bra. Linda's bra had an underwire, but the cup itself was just a sheet of flimsy material, hardly anything at all. Ron squeezed and jiggled the huge mammary. Linda could hear people talking out in the hallway, and feared that someone would open the door. She wanted to verbally object, but feared any noise would give them away. Ron reached behind her neck with his free hand, and unzipped her dress down to her waist. Gently but quickly, he pulled the dress forward off of her shoulders, off of her arms, down to her waist. Linda stood topless except for her large white bra. Ron pulled her bra straps down off of her shoulders. He reached into her bra cups, pulled her big tits out of them, and rested them on top of her cups. Ron quickly admired Linda's big round white tits, covered with huge dark areola, capped with hard inch-long nipples. He grabbed both of them, kneading, lifting, squeezing and jiggling them. He kissed her again as he fondled her. Ron kissed down her neck, and ran his tongue between her tits, until he finally captured her lift nipple in his mouth. Linda's chest heaved up and down as her nipple was licked and sucked. Linda could hear the sucking noises in the quiet closet. Ron quickly moved from one nipple to the other. Ron's right hand slid down Linda's hip, and found the hem of her dress. He moved his hand under the dress and up her outer thigh. He grabbed her ass cheek over her hose and panties, and squeezed it. Linda was forced to balance herself against the door, and spread her legs as Ron rubbed her pussy over her hose. With some effort, Ron moved his hand into her waistbands, inside her hose and panties, and rubbed her furry pussy mound. He worked a finger in her, and both were surprised how lubricated her pussy was. Linda put her hands on Ron's shoulders. She wanted to push him away, but couldn't bring herself to do it. She heard familiar voices just on the other side of the door. Ron reached under her dress with both hands, grabbed the waistbands of both her hose and her panties, and started to tug them down her ass. He slowly pulled them down her thighs, past her knees, to her ankles, and made her lift her right foot to take them off. He left them bunched up around her left ankle. Ron moved his head down her stomach, and lifted her skirt in front. He got on his knees in front of her, and for the first time saw her bare pussy, covered in a bushy triangle of untrimmed hair. Ron let the skirt fall over his head behind him as he buried his face in Linda's muff. With his hands squeezing her bare ass cheeks, his tongue found her slit, and he licked her quickly, deeply and deftly. Linda tried to breathe quietly as Ron's head disappeared under her dress and licked her. Linda was fighting back tears, but at the same time, spread her legs and thrust her hips forward to meet the probing tongue. She could still hear voices passing by in the hall and dared not object or fight him. Ron came up for air and stood up. He unbuckled his belt, unzipped his pants, and dropped them to his ankles. Linda couldn't help but stare at his hard swollen cock, the biggest that she had ever personally seen, certainly bigger than Glenn's. Ron took her right hand and placed it on the shaft, and made her stroke it. As she jerked him off, it even felt different in her hand because of the size. Soon Ron lifted her dress again, aimed his cock at her pussy, and began working it in. Linda suppressed gasps as he slid into her. Ron pressed against her and thrust into her, slowly at first, but then faster and faster. Linda braced herself against the door, her long legs spread wide, trying not to make any noise. Ron thrust upwards, and the tall woman put her right foot up on a box to help the angle. She could hear the rustling of clothes and the squishy sounds of the penis sloshing in and out of her dripping pussy. She could hear people's voices right outside the door, just inches away it seemed. Despite all of her fears and anxieties, Linda felt another orgasm building. She breathed unevenly, trying not to cry out. Ron was in heaven, fucking the tall wife that he had dreamed about for so long. He watched her bare tits, still resting on her bra cups, bobble and jiggle as he thrust into her. He loved the feeling of his bare groin rubbing against her naked thighs and hips. And he loved the helpless look on her face. He grabbed her hips and thrust hard. Linda recognized Glenn's voice in the hallway. He was talking shop with some clients, just on the other side of the door where Linda was having sex with his boss. Linda literally stopped breathing until his voice faded down the hall. Linda lost control and had her second orgasm of the evening, biting her lips so not to make noise. Ron gave her several last long hard thrusts, and came in her pussy, sending gushes of warm sperm into her. When both had stopped panting, Ron pulled up his pants. Ron watched Linda place her tits back into her bra cups, pull her bra straps back into place, and pull the top of her dress back on. Ron reached around and zipped up her dress. Linda pulled up her panties and her hose. Ron snuck out first, and when he was sure that there was no one in the hall, motioned for Linda to come out.
Part 4. The Gap in the Curtain. After Linda again returned from cleaning and composing herself in the bathroom, Ron caught her in the hall.
I want you to do one more thing for me tonight. I'm not having sex with you again.
Linda boldly told him. Ron smiled.
No, you aren't. I want you to have sex with your husband.
Linda looked at him with a puzzled look.
I want you to take Glenn back to your room and insist on making passionate love to him.
Why? Linda asked. There's a gap in the curtains leading to your balcony.
And I'm in the next room.
Linda figured it out.
You want to watch us?
That's right. So here's what you have to do. No matter what, insist that Glenn have sex with you, no matter how tired he is, do whatever it takes to seduce him. Linda looked at him with a shocked expression on her face, but said nothing.
Just a few more details you have to remember. You must undress facing the window. You have to leave a light on. And maybe you should be on top, don't hide anything. Please, I'm very private about these.
Ron just shook his head at her.
Put on a good show for us.
As Ron walked away, leaving Linda in shock yet again, it hit her. He said,
us.
Who would be out there watching her have sex? The idea was so humiliating. She considered shutting the blinds and going to bed as soon as she got to her room. But as she felt Ron's cum dripping out of her pussy, she decided that she was beyond the point of no return with this, that she must endure one more humiliation to assure that her and Glenn's lives didn't crumble. She found Glenn, drinking and talking with his coworkers James and Larry. She still naively missed the way that they ran their eyes over her body. She convinced Glenn that it was time to go back to the room. Upon entering their room, Linda knew that she would have to work hard at seducing her tired and intoxicated husband.
Don't go to sleep yet, honey, she said. I want to fool around. I'm pretty tired,
Glenn replied.
I really, really need it,
begged Linda. She kissed him with the lips that had kissed his boss earlier tonight. Over her shoulder, she looked at the curtains, and in fact could see a sizable gap in them in the corner. She could see some slight movement in the darkness, possibly a reflection off of someone's glasses. She knew that somebody was out there watching her. But she had to put that out of her mind long enough to seduce her husband before he got too tired and she chickened out. She reached down and rubbed his crotch. His dick was limp.
Oh, I'm really tired,
Glenn moaned. He broke away from her grasp and fell back onto the bed. The bed was on the wall opposite of Ron's balcony. Linda knelt on the bed and unbuckled and unzipped his pants. She pulled out his still limp dick and began stroking it.
You just lay back and I'll do all the work.
Linda wrapped her long fingers around her husband's dick, and as she stroked it quickly, it began to grow. On the balcony, Ron was having a drink with Carl, his boss. Carl was 60, with gray hair and glasses. While Ron had hatched his plan on blackmailing Linda into sex, he intertwined the plot into improving his own position in the company. Ron knew that Carl was a dirty, lecherous pervert, and the two have had conversations about Linda's hot body at prior company parties. So while Ron didn't tell Carl that he had sex with Linda, he told him about Linda being in the adjoining room, about the gap in the curtains, about seeing Linda parading around in her bra and panties. It didn't take much coaxing to get Carl to stop by Ron's room for a drink. Now Ron and Carl were seated on the balcony, silently watching Linda giving her husband a hand job. Standing right behind them were James and Larry, Glenn's two coworkers. When her husband's cock refused to get completely hard, Linda knew what she had to do. She leaned over and wrapped her lips around it and began to suck it. She was tempted to turn her back to the balcony and hide her actions, but she obediently allowed whoever was on the balcony to see her lips sucking cock. Her husband not only got harder, but he reached up and grabbed her tit over her dress. Ron and Carl watched Linda's head bobbing up and down on her husband.
Come on, sweetheart, strip, Carl whispered. Show us those tits.
As if she could hear them, Linda stood up, facing her husband and the balcony, reached behind her, and unzipped her dress. She pulled down the top, revealing her white bra. Linda realized that she had a strange mixture of emotions. She was extremely humiliated by having to strip in front of Ron and whoever was on the balcony. But she also felt an involuntary arousal in her groin, doing a strip tease for several men, something that she had never done before. Linda dropped the dress and stepped out. Standing in her bra, hose and panties, she tried not to look out at the balcony. She hooked her thumbs into the waistband of her pantyhose and tugged them down. As she bent over, Ron and Carl and the others were treated to some serious cleavage spilling out of her bra, causing Larry to quietly groan. Linda arched her back, reached behind her, and unhooked her bra. She pulled the straps down and pulled the bra off of her chest. Linda stood straight up, trying to make her big tits look as firm as possible. Carl and the others silently admired her big tits, with just the right type of sag, white as could be, with her surprisingly large, round dark areola. Carl whispered to Ron,
"You have great judgment in employees. Those are the nicest tits I've seen in a long time."
Ron, enjoying the view too, was proud of himself for hatching this plot that impressed his boss. Linda grabbed the sides of her panty waistband and slowly tugged down on her white panties. As she leaned over to pull them off, her big tits hung down, swaying and bobbling. When she stood up, naked, Ron again enjoyed her very hairy pussy. But to his disappointment, his boss didn't.
"Honey, trim that thing," whispered Carl.
Ron whispered,
"I like her hairy pussy, I don't,"
Carl replied.
"She should at least trim it, or shave it completely. I like a bald pussy."
Before Linda could climb back into bed, Glenn said,
"Do that thing I like with your nipple?" "Oh, honey, not tonight."
Linda knew what he wanted. She had reluctantly done it on few special occasions, but found it degrading. Come on, just for a minute.
Linda lifted her left breast with both hands, lowered her head, stretched her neck, and put her tongue on her own nipple. The men on the balcony really got off watching this particularly personal trick. None of them had ever seen a woman suck on her own nipple. But now they watched the conservative housewife wrap her lips on her own hard nipples and suck on one, then the other, back and forth. Linda climbed in bed next to Glenn, and propped herself up on one elbow, facing the balcony. She stroked Glenn's cock again. She had always found Glenn's penis size satisfactory, but after taking Ron's bigger cock this evening, she was slightly embarrassed by Glenn's inferior unit. Glenn reached over and groped her tit. He clamped his mouth over one of her hard nipples. Linda feared that Glenn would be able to tell that another man had had her tonight, but Glenn was too intoxicated to notice those details. Glenn ran his hand down to Linda's pussy, and Linda raised one knee and spread her legs for her husband. As he inserted his middle finger into her pussy, Linda again feared that he would notice Ron's sperm, but Glenn didn't say a word. Linda lay on her side, knowing that men were watching her stroke her husband as he fingered her pussy. Linda wanted to get the whole ordeal done quickly, but she was also getting aroused as she put herself on display. Glenn diddled her clit just the way he knew his wife liked it.
Come on, fuck her good, whispered James.
The four men sat silently with erections watching the buxom housewife sex show. Linda pulled Glenn's pants and underwear completely off of him, climbed on top and straddled him. She lowered her pussy down onto his hard cock, and wiggled her hips to get it just right. Linda sat upright as she slowly started pumping up and down on her husband. The men on the balcony stared intently at the wife's long thighs spread wide around her husband's body. As she humped him, her massive tits bobbled all over.
Look at those big jugs shake, chuckled Carl.
Glenn's hands roamed over his wife's bare thighs and hips, then squeezed her ass cheeks as she thrust her hips in and out. He reached up and grabbed her tits, massaging them and pulling on her nipples. Linda was panting loudly. She fucked as animatedly as she could. She was self-conscious of her movements, but didn't want to look like a lousy lover to whoever was watching her. She leaned forward and supported herself with her hands. The big tits of the tall woman hung down in her husband's face, swinging all over as she humped him. The men on the balcony watched Linda's flesh shaking and rippling as she thrust her hips in and out. Her ass shook and jiggled, but it was her swaying, hanging tits that freely bobbled in all directions, sometimes in unison, sometimes independently of each other, that got the most attention. As he likes to do, Glenn raised his head just slightly and grabbed one of the swinging tits, catching a nipple with his mouth. His tongue went back and forth from one tit to the other, as he squeezed them together. Glenn reached down between his wife's legs, found her clit just above his cock, and diddled it. This was enough to send Linda over the edge. She gyrated her hips, squeezed her thighs around Glenn, and shook and shuddered. Her eyes were closed, her face contorted, her head thrown back. Nobody had to tell the men on the balcony that she was coming, but Larry said, "Here she comes." Linda felt her husband shoot his load up into her, causing her to gyrate even more, and crying out. The men on the balcony could hear her cries through the glass.
"Jeez!" exclaimed Glenn. "That's as noisy as I've ever heard you."
When her orgasm subsided, Linda remembered the men on the balcony. She had just gone through her most personal moment, the throes of an orgasm, while they watched. She was so ashamed. She had to climb out of bed, giving the men one last show of her naked body, including her jiggling ass, as she turned out the lights. She climbed into bed in the darkness, and peered through the curtain as at least three or four men got up and left the balcony. Part 5. The Bikini. Linda got little sleep that night. In the morning, Glenn had to go to a seminar. Feeling safe that Ron was going to the same seminar, Linda slept late, and then took a long shower. She made sure that she closed the curtains tightly before she did. As she showered, Ron used his pass card to get into the door. Fortunately, Linda hadn't locked the inside lock after Glenn had left. When Linda emerged from the bathroom with a towel in her hand, she saw Ron. She gasped and held the towel in front of her body.
"You can drop the towel, I've seen you naked,"
Ron chuckled.
"How? What? Why aren't you at the seminar?"
Linda stammered.
"It was a mandatory meeting for Glenn, but not for me. Glenn will be tied up for several hours."
Ron was holding a plastic bag.
"I brought you a gift."
Linda stood holding the towel in front of her as Ron placed the bag on the dresser, and pulled something out of it. He held up what looked like tiny white bikini bottoms.
"I got you a new bathing suit. I like the one you wore yesterday, but I think this one will look even better. Put it on," he ordered.
Down in the pool area, James and Larry, Glenn's two coworkers, were sitting in the jacuzzi with several of their employees. Also present were the three young men that reported to Glenn, Will, Brett, and Nick.
"Where's Ron?"
asked James.
"He said he was going to meet us here. He said he was bringing a guest,"
answered Larry. While they waited, they couldn't help but brag about watching Glenn and his wife fucking the night before. Glenn's three subordinates had all had the hots for the older Linda since they met her, and eagerly pushed for details of her body and sexual techniques. Ron entered the pool area with Linda. Ron quickly stripped off his shirt and joined them in the jacuzzi. All eyes were on Linda again, as she pulled off her shorts. Under the shorts, she wore white thong bikini bottoms. Ron chuckled at the sight of his employees' eyes popping out of their heads. Not only did Ron enjoy showing off his prize to other men, from a business standpoint, he liked to keep up the morale of his employees. James, Larry, and the others were certainly on their way up. Linda had her back to the men. Her completely bare white ass was shining at them. She still had some tan lines from the previous summer,
and her two cheeks were pale and contrasted with her tan legs. She bent over at the waist to remove her shorts, revealing the thin piece of cloth between her legs covering her pussy. Linda kept her back to the group as she shyly and carefully pulled her t-shirt off. When she reluctantly turned toward the jacuzzi, the men couldn't believe what they saw. Linda was wearing the tiniest string bikini top imaginable. The two little pieces of white triangles were made for a cup titties, not Linda's massive globes. The string stretched them tight over what little bit of her tits that they covered. Her tits were hanging out everywhere, the sides, the top, even under the triangles. Linda was a mature mother and housewife, not a 19-year-old silicone-enhanced model, and she was insecure of what she thought of as flaws in her figure. But the horny men saw the slightly sloping breasts as magnificent, and the less-than-washboard hard tummy didn't bother them in the least. Somehow her imperfections made her exposure even more erotic. When Linda walked closer to the jacuzzi to join Ron, she saw her husband's coworkers staring at her. The tight little bottom was pulled up into her pussy lips, and covered little else. Ron made her climb into the hot tub between him and Larry. Ron whispered to Linda to get her bathing suit top wet. Linda did as she was told, ducking into the water to get her whole suit wet, then sitting on the bench waist deep in water. Her suit was one that Ron had purchased from a specialty store. When dry, it looked like a normal bathing suit. But when wet, it became sheer, even more than a normal t-shirt. When Linda emerged from the water, the top had virtually disappeared. Linda looked at all of the men leering at her chest. Her large, dark areolas were clearly visible through the transparent material, almost as if she were topless. The top barely covered her areolas, and her hard nipples poked through the material. Outside of the material, the men stared down her cleavage. There was a wide gap between the two pieces of triangle. The way Linda was leaning forward, her two large breasts were pressed together. With every move, her jugs jiggled and bobbled for the men. Linda looked down in horror at her transparent top, and saw the way her husband's boss, co-workers, and the three young men that reported to her husband were staring at her chest. She was mortified being seen by them in this manner. It was like a nightmare, being naked in a crowd, trying to pretend nothing's wrong. Just moments before, the younger men were skeptical when James said that Linda's areolas were larger than some women's whole tits. But now they could see close up that this was true. Linda continually adjusted her top and tried to keep at least her areolas covered, but they occasionally peeked out the edges of her suit. Realizing that the top was transparent anyway, she gave up. All conversations were directed at Linda, and most of it was sexually charged with double meanings. Linda tried to act like nothing was wrong, and spoke little, shyly emitting one-word replies. She looked at the leering men and wondered which ones had watched her have sex with her husband last night. Ron put his hand on her thigh under the water. Through the sporadic bubbles, Larry and James could see Ron move his hand over her pussy. Linda felt Ron's hand slide into the tiny bottom and rub her hairy pussy, even inserting a finger. Linda forced a smile and tried not to squirm. Ron asked Linda to join him in the pool. Linda stood up with Ron. Ron put his arm around her and made her stand before the men for a few moments. Her bottom was also totally transparent. Linda looked down and saw her thick patch of pubic hair exposed like she wasn't wearing anything over it. As Ron held her arm and continued conversing with his employees, Linda saw every one of them staring at her exposed bush. Some of her pubic hairs even stuck out of the sides of the tiny bikini triangle. As Linda walked away from the men, they watched her bare ass cheeks rise and fall, jiggling and shaking as they did. "I'm sure they're enjoying your ass cheeks," Ron commented. Linda could only blush and keep walking. Ron and Linda got into the empty pool. He considered fucking Linda, but there was a family on the other side of the pool deck. Ron settled for groping Linda's ass, pussy and tits under the water. When the family finally left, he sat on the edge of the pool in 3.5 feet of water. Ron made Linda stand between his legs. The men in the jacuzzi got a side view of Ron subtly lifting Linda's top up over her bare tits. "Wrap them around my cock," he ordered. Linda reluctantly arched her back, and held her tits on either side of Ron's hard cock. Linda slid her chest up and down, letting Ron fuck her tits. The men in the jacuzzi couldn't believe it. They couldn't see much of Linda's tits or Ron's cock, but it was pretty clear what they were doing. Linda tried not to splash too much. She looked down as the dick head disappeared and reappeared from her pushed-together tits, inches from her face. To Linda's relief, Ron told her to stop and cover up her tits. But then he said, "Suck it." Linda lowered her head between his legs and wrapped her lips over his large, chlorine-scented dick head. The men in the pool were moaning as they watched Linda's head bobbing between Ron's legs. Linda sucked it slow at first, as Ron looked over at the jacuzzi, smirking. It seemed to Linda like she sucked for hours as Ron quietly encouraged her. Linda gave the best blowjob she could, hoping that Ron would complete it soon. She went down on the shaft as deep as she could, sliding her lips quickly over the saliva-covered cock. She moved faster and faster, risking being more obvious. She wanted to finish before anybody else came into the pool area and saw her. "Here it comes," grunted Ron, and Linda caught the load in the back of her throat. She managed not to choke, and swallowed the load rather than spitting it out in the pool. Ron told her to clean the cock off good, and she licked it clean. Part 6. Shaving Cream. After her pool session, Linda returned to her room, showered again, hid the bikini, and changed, before Glenn returned from his seminar. They were free until a cocktail party in a hospitality room downstairs at 8 p.m. When Glenn returned, he and Linda left the hotel and had dinner together. Neither had much to say. Linda just kept thinking that she had to get through the next few hours, until their plane trip home tomorrow morning, and her nightmare would be over. She was comforted that Glenn would be accompanying her to the party tonight. But when they returned to their hotel room, there was a message for Glenn from Ron. Glenn returned the call. When he hung up, he told Linda, "A couple of new clients want to go out on the town, and Ron wants me to take them." Linda's heart sank. "But what about me? Do I get to go, too?"
"No.
Ron said that you're still invited to the cocktail party. He said that he'd look after you." Glenn left a few minutes later. Linda sat on the bed in her robe. She decided that she wasn't going to go to the party. To hell with Ron. It had been the two most humiliating days of her life. He's had sex with her twice, and he should be satisfied with that. But she feared that it was no coincidence that Ron got rid of Glenn for the evening. Linda heard the door unlock. She hoped that it was Glenn returning, but it was Ron that walked through the door. She was so disappointed that she didn't even notice the paper bag in his hand.
"You look so sexy in that bikini,"
were Ron's first words. The tired, depressed Linda just grunted.
"And you were so hot last night with Glenn.
But there's one thing about the way you look that I want to change." Ron reached in the bag and pulled out a disposable hand razor and a can of shaving cream. He held them up in the air, smiling. "Let's go back to the bathroom. Time for a little trim down there."
"Oh no, please," pleaded Linda.
But when Ron walked into the bathroom, she followed him. Ron started the water running in the bathtub. He gently dropped her robe and pulled her panties off, leaving her naked again. And then he stripped off his own clothes, revealing a hard cock. He climbed into the tub and placed the towel on the edge of the tub. He motioned for Linda to sit on the edge of the tub, with her feet in the water. Ron sat between her spread out legs, took a washcloth, and got Linda's pussy soaking wet. He shook the can of shaving cream, squirted a good handful of the cream into his hands, and rubbed it over her wet pubic hair.
"Relax, I'm very good with a razor,"
Ron said as he put the blade between her legs. Despite Ron's assurances, Linda was nervous having a razor so close to her sensitive areas. Not to mention the humiliation of having this naked man in the tub with her. Linda spread her legs wide, hung her crotch over the edge of the tub, and held perfectly still as Ron began shaving her pussy hair.
"What will Glenn say when he sees this?"
Linda asked.
"Tell him you did it to surprise him. Hasn't he ever asked you to do this before? The subject has never come up."
Ron started on the outside, but to Linda's shock, didn't stop at making a bikini cut. He shaved the whole patch off. He slowly and gently shaved over and over, making sure he got every stubble.
"Who was on the balcony last night?"
asked Linda.
"Oh, just me, Carl, James, and Larry."
Linda got goosebumps thinking of her husband's boss's boss and two coworkers watching them have sex.
"Oh God,"
she moaned. Ron made her squat in the tub to wash her whole bottom clean. He made her sit on the edge again for one last inspection.
"Ah, that's beautiful. I'm going to have to christen it,"
Ron said as he rubbed his hand over her bald pussy mound. He lowered his face between Linda's legs and began to lick her hairless pussy. Linda held onto the edge of the tub as Ron ate her. As small as Linda was feeling, the sensation was too much for her, and she began to breathe heavily. But Ron wasn't satisfied just eating her. He had her sit in the tub with him. He made her sit with her back to him, his legs wrapped around her. He picked up a bar of soap and began soaping her back. His soapy hands ran around to her front, sliding his slippery hands over her big soapy tits. The lubricated feel of the massive mammaries was wonderful, Ron thought.
"Yeah, everybody loved seeing your big tits,"
he said as he groped them.
"Your huge dark areolas were a nice surprise. And your nipples get so hard and long."
He tugged on her soapy nipples. He had her kneel in the tub and soaked her ass and pussy, his slippery hands gliding over her flesh.
"The way your ass shook as you fucked Glenn. Your long fingers stroking his cock. Your head bobbing up and down on his pud."
Ron made Linda get on all fours. He pressed his hard cock into her bald pussy from behind. He thrust it into the wet, lubricated tunnel and began fucking her doggy style.
"I loved your hairy pussy, but Carl likes them shaved."
Ron grunted as he rubbed his crotch against her hairless puss, his crotch saddled between her butt cheeks. The tub floor had a rough slip-proof surface that scraped his knees, but he got good traction from it. Her tits hung down and swayed and dangled. He spoke louder, over the splashing water echoing around the bathroom.
"Your big tits look so good shaking and jiggling all over. And the way you thrust your hips so hard with your long legs spread wide. You have terrific thighs."
He reached around and felt her hanging, still soapy jugs. He watched her ass cheeks ripple and shake as he banged into them from behind. Tiny sprays of water splashed up from between his crotch and her ass when he slammed into her.
"Your ass cheeks rose and fell as you walked to the light switch. The way he diddled your clit to make you come."
Ron reached under her, found her clit just above his cock shaft, and toyed with the swollen, lubricated button. Linda listened to every word he said, with mixed feelings of deep humiliation and eroticism. No one had ever talked to her like that.
Oh.
She moaned as he thrust hard into her. Her voice echoed around the tile room, over the sound of the sloshing water and the squishy pussy. Linda was getting close to an orgasm.
"Don't stop."
Ron pumped faster and faster, and shot his load in her pussy, as Linda gyrated all over, splashing and squealing, and had her own orgasm. Part 7. The cocktail party. Ron and Linda arrived at the party at a little after 8:30. The room was just a large suite, with a few chairs, a couch, and a wet bar, and a separate bedroom with a single queen-sized bed. Linda turned to see who was there. It was all of the people who were at the pool earlier, plus Carl, a few of her husband's clients that she had met before, and others that she didn't know. She was the only woman. And most of the men seemed to be looking at her. Back in her hotel room, Ron had watched her dress for the evening. She pulled a pair of black panties up over her bald pussy. But when she picked up her bra, Ron grabbed it and said, "The black panties are okay. But you don't need a bra tonight." At the party, Linda got a look at herself in a mirror above the dresser. Even with the bra, her white scooping sweater blouse was tighter and thinner than the conservative dressing wife is normally comfortable with. She had planned on wearing it under a blazer, but Ron made her leave the blazer in her room. It was very obvious that the woman in the mirror was going braless. Her black denim pants looked tight, too. A blazer would have covered them better also. Ron excused himself to go network with clients, leaving Linda to deal with the horny men that approached her. She talked to some of the men that had seen her virtually naked in the pool today, as well as the ones that spied on her having sex last night. Several of her husband's clients reintroduced themselves to her, and mostly stared at her tits as they talked. Ron then found her again and led her past a number of smiling men standing around the bar, to the middle of the suite, where Carl was standing. Ron whispered, "You know Carl is my boss. Nothing makes me happier than when he's happy." "Carl," Ron said, "you remember Glenn's wife Linda?" Carl leered at her. "How could I forget?" "Hello, Linda. We spoke briefly at the banquet last night," said Linda. Carl, not aware that Linda knew of his voyeurism event, joked. "Yeah, I saw you last night. I saw quite a lot of you last night." Carl sidled up next to Linda and began making small talk. He put his right arm around her waist, holding his drink in his other hand. He held her tight while he made veiled flirtatious comments. Carl moved his hand up under her armpit and reached around enough for his fingers to touch the sides of her breasts. He reached under them slightly and jiggled her braless tit. Linda just endured the grope, aware of what Ron had said about keeping Carl happy. "Just a few more hours of this," thought Linda. Carl moved his hand down her back and gently patted her butt over her slacks. "Can I have everyone's attention, please?" Ron loudly yelled. When everyone quieted down, he continued. He took a chair from the desk against the wall and turned it around. "Carl, can you come over here, please?" Carl walked over to Ron, and Ron motioned him to sit in the chair. "I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but this is Carl's 25th year with the company." Everyone gave a quick round of polite applause before Ron spoke again. "We wanted to give you a nice gift, but since we're on a tight budget this year, we're not giving you anything." After polite laughter, Ron said, "But I know how much you enjoy the arts, so Glenn's wife Linda has agreed to do a little dance for you." Linda looked at Ron with surprise as everyone else hollered and whistled. Ron turned on a cheap CD player. Ron was thinking he shouldn't have trusted one of James Young's subordinates with bringing the music when a medium-tempo rap song began playing. But he whispered in Linda's ear, "Do a little dance in front of him. He'll love it." Linda was on the spot. How humiliating. To dance in front of a dirty old man while other men watched. But Linda had too much to lose, and had already lost enough dignity, to justifying publicly refusing Ron now. Ron led her by the hand to the square coffee table in the middle of the room. She slipped off her shoes and climbed onto the low table. Standing over Carl's chair, surrounded by others sitting in the couch and chairs, she began to dance to the plodding hip-hop track. The crowd whistled as Linda began to move her feet and hips. She looked around the room, and down at Carl. Everyone was watching her dance. Linda was a pretty average suburban white woman as far as dancing. But as self-conscious as she felt, she knew Ron expected her to put effort into it. She knew she was supposed to look sexy, too. She racked her brain to think of any dance move she knew, even from long-ago aerobics classes. She raised her arms in the air and shook. She could see herself in the mirror on the wall in front of her. Her big breasts bounced wildly in her braless shirt. This is what Ron wanted to see. Ron and others began getting crude, yelling, "Shake that thing. Shake your butt." It was then that she realized the track playing was called "Take Off All of Your Clothes." Ron stepped onto the table from behind and began dancing with her. It wasn't so much dancing as simulating a goosing. He rubbed his cock into the tall woman's ass crack, with his hands on her hips, making Linda thrust her pelvis in and out. Linda looked down and saw Carl's obvious pleasure. Ron put his hand on the bottom of Linda's blouse and started to pull it up. She could see in the mirror that her midriff was exposed. She instinctively put her hands on Ron's to stop him from pulling her blouse up further. "Come on, Linda, take it off. Give the boss a really memorable show. It's not like half the guys here haven't seen them already." Ron climbed off, and Linda more than reluctantly crossed her arms and grabbed her shirt hem. She slowly raised the blouse up further and further until her large breasts fell out of it. Linda pulled the blouse over her head and dropped it as the crowd erupted in hollers and whistles. She watched her mirrored reflection's breasts bobble free as she danced topless in front of so many men who knew her. Unlike last evening, when she didn't have to face the men she was stripping for, or this morning at the pool, when she could at least pretend that she was dressed, there was no pretense that she wasn't deliberately exposing herself, or that the grinning, hollering men weren't staring at her nakedness. "Take off your pants," yelled Ron. Others yelled, "Take it off," and other encouragements. Linda unsnapped her tight black denims. She unzipped them, and slowly wiggled them down her butt. Her tits hung down and bobbled as she bent over to pull them off her feet. She continued dancing topless in her black panties before the increasingly loud and raucous crowd. It wasn't until men called for her to remove her panties that she remembered her shaved pussy. Ron said that Carl would prefer her shaved. He had this all planned out, the bastard. Linda hooked her thumbs into the sides of her panties and slowly worked them down. Her most shameful moment yet came when she felt a slight breeze on her bald pussy and heard the crowd erupt in both cheers and laughter. She looked at Carl in his chair. Carl looked at Ron and gave him a thumbs up signal. Linda looked at her closed slit and hairless pussy mound in the mirror. She had not seen herself bald since she was 12. It made her feel even more exposed. She heard someone say, "She shaved it," and someone else reply, "She was hairy this morning." The CD changed to a track Linda had heard before called Whoop. There it is. She picked up her dancing tempo. "What did I do to deserve this?" Linda wondered. "Oh God," she prayed. "Get me out of this." But despite her genuine humiliation and reluctance, there was a part of her that undeniably reacted in a sexual way to the attention of these men. Her body seemed to have a mind of its own. She watched the woman in the mirror, completely naked save for her dangling earrings, bouncing necklace, and her wedding band, thrusting her hips, throwing her chest out, bouncing up and down. She had never seen human flesh jiggle the way hers did. Her thighs and stomach even shook. Her breasts flew up and crashed down again, sometimes in unison, sometimes flying in different directions, up and down, left and right. She didn't look like a reluctant victim. She looked like a stripper, or a shameless slut. Some men made remarks like she wasn't there. "Jesus, look at those tits shake. Those are some hooters." Others called out to her to do things. "Spread your legs. Shake your ass." No matter how disgusted she was with the request, her body automatically accommodated. Linda turned around and shook her bare ass in Carl's face. She looked back at the mirror and watched her 36-year-old ass jiggle as she wiggled her hips back and forth. "If only I worked out more," she thought. "Give him a lap dance," yelled Ron. Linda had only seen lap dances in one or two movies. All she knew about them was you were supposed to stand over a guy and literally sit on his lap and wiggle. She stepped off the coffee table and moved closer to the leering gray-haired man and planted her feet on either side of his legs. She leaned over and shook her dangling tits in his face. Carl laughed and put his hands on her hips. He pulled Linda down onto his lap. The tall woman sat looking down at the smiling old man whose face was even with her breasts. She arched her back to keep away from him, and bounced up and down on his lap, as Carl held her hips. He ran his hands up and down her thighs as her tits jiggled in front of him. "Oh man, these are lovely!" he exclaimed. He moved his hands around to her ass and squeezed her bare cheeks. With the others cheering them on, Carl pulled her closer. Linda wrapped her thighs around him, and could feel his hard-on poking into her crotch. Carl slid his hands up her waist, and grabbed hold of both of her swaying tits. Linda looked at Ron for help, but Ron was smiling and laughing with the others. She could do nothing but dry hump the old man as he publicly kneaded her breasts. He jiggled and squeezed her large mammary glands, and tugged on her long nipples while thrusting his hips in and out. Then he leaned forward and planted his lips on her left breast. With no sleep the previous night, and all of the horrible things that had happened to her in the past 24 hours, Linda was having a difficult time thinking. She wanted to end this humiliating experience, but couldn't think of a way out that wouldn't upset Ron. So she just continued letting Carl paw at her and suck on her breasts while she gyrated. However, having Carl's hard penis rubbing against her crotch while he suckled her sensitive nipples was having significant arousing effects on her, no matter how hard she tried not to think of it. Carl moved his lips off of her nipples, grabbed the back of Linda's head, and kissed her full on the lips. The older man slid his tongue into her mouth, and Linda felt obligated to return his passionate French kissing. Ron tugged hard on her nipples. Linda felt herself getting closer to orgasm. She was having troubles controlling her breathing and movements. Her body was begging her to continue, but she would die if she had an orgasm in front of all these men. In one final stab at resistance, Linda stood up. She looked at Ron, who had a momentary look of concern on his face. It told Linda that she wasn't done yet. Linda covered by turning around and straddling Carl backwards. She stood over him and shook her ass in his face. Carl squeezed her right ass cheek firmly, and spanked her left cheek a few times, and then Linda felt his hands drop off her. She kept her back to him and danced, not realizing that Carl was pulling down his pants and whipping out his hard cock. Carl grabbed Linda's hips and pulled her down onto his lap. Linda felt her skin touching warm flesh, and then realized that the warm, dull stick prodding her bottom was Carl's penis. Before she had time to react, Carl was sliding his dick head along her hairless pussy slit. "No, he wouldn't," she hoped, but Carl thrust up and slid his cock into her wet pussy. The men in front of her cheered when they saw the red cock slide into the open, pink, glistening twat. Linda's eyes opened wide, and her jaw dropped, and she emitted a high-pitched squeal. Carl held her hips and thrust hard into his employee's wife, making the tall woman bounce up and down on his lap. Linda continued to let out little squeals and whimpers. Carl moved his hands up to her tits and groped them. The orgasm that Linda feared was getting closer. She closed her eyes and tried to think of something else. But it was no use. In the middle of a roomful of her husband's closest business associates, she was naked, getting screwed, and was about to have a whopper of an orgasm. Then Carl put one hand on her pussy above his cock and diddled her clit. Oh, wee. The others laughed and cheered their grunting boss and their wailing co-worker's wife on. Oh. H-H-H-H. Huh. Linda wrapped her ankles around the chair legs and bounced furiously on Carl's engorged cock. Her left tit was held in a vice-like grip by Carl, her right one bobbled freely in all directions. Carl's finger rapidly rubbed her clit.
Ho! Ha! Wa-wa-ho!
Hanging on to the statuesque woman for dear file, Carl shot sperm into Linda's pussy. Linda felt it, causing another round of orgasmic shudders and squeals. She held Carl's hand tightly over her clit, and finished the loudest, longest orgasm of her life. Part 8. The gang's all here. Linda lay back on Carl's lap, panting and gasping for air, tears smearing her makeup. When Carl had sufficiently recovered, he had to push Linda off of his lap to get up. Linda stood up, dizzy and wobbly-kneed, and quickly collapsed on the couch between Larry and James. Her husband's two closest co-workers each reached up and grabbed at it. Linda was offended, but in no physical or mental condition to object. She sat back and allowed them to feel her at will. Larry took her hand and placed it on his crotch over his slacks. Linda obediently cupped the protruding mound and rubbed it. Larry stopped her long enough to unzip his pants and pull them halfway down his thighs, allowing his hard cock to pop up. Linda put her hand over the warm shaft and stroked it. James also unveiled his hard-on, and soon Linda was giving dual hand jobs to the men who were fondling her breasts. James and Larry each put both of their hands on a tit, as it took two hands to cover Linda's monsters. They shook and jiggled them, squeezed and massaged them, and rolled her big nipples between their thumb and forefingers, while the other employees and clients watched in continued amazement and arousal. They took turns pressing their lips against hers and engaging in long, wet tongue kisses. James and Larry both leaned over and planted their lips on her tits, licking, nibbling and sucking them all over. James reached between her legs and rubbed her hairless pussy, then inserted two fingers and spread them wide. Linda was going through her cycles of shame and arousal. She was whimpering and rotating her hips. No matter how ashamed she was of her actions, she couldn't help her building moans and gyrations. Her eyes were alternately wide open and scrunched shut. Larry whispered to her, "Suck it like you sucked Ron's in the pool." Linda obediently got on her knees on the carpet between Larry's knees and lowered her lips down over his shaft. As she sucked on his cock, she reached over and continued to stroke James' member. Will, one of Glenn's ambitious young employees right out of college, kneeled behind Linda. Will was not particularly good-looking and was kind of short, but had an aggressive personality. Fairly drunk, he wasn't going to pass up an opportunity, even if it was to fuck his boss's wife. Whenever he saw Linda, he thought that his boss was a lucky guy. Linda was always friendly to him at company outings, but he thought of her as a fairly boring and conservative churchgoer. When he heard the story of how the others watched her fuck his boss, he was skeptical. Then this morning he saw her in that sleazy bikini. He watched her give head to her husband's boss. So that was how Glenn kept his job. And now she was shamelessly fucking and sucking cock and letting several other guys feel her tits in a room full of her husband's closest business associates. He wondered how he could be so wrong about this slut. Will kneeled directly behind Linda. He unzipped his pants and dropped them to his knees, letting his hard cock stick straight out. He looked at her bald pussy between her legs, aimed his cock head at it, and slowly slid it in. Linda instinctively moaned once, but didn't stop her fucking and sucking. She was able to look back just long enough to see that she was about to be fucked by Will, 13 years her junior. But she felt helpless to stop him. Will slid his cock in and out of Linda's warm, slippery pussy doggy style. Mick, one of her husband's other young employees, sat next to Larry on the other side of James. He brazenly whipped out his cock and put her free hand on it. Linda instinctively gave Larry a fast, hard and juicy cocksucking. It became second nature to stroke James and Mick at the same time. And she was unable to ignore the young man repeatedly lancing her wet puss with his slippery saber, slamming his hips into her ass and pussy. The other men not directly involved in the carnal scene stood around with drinks in their hands. They watched Linda's stretched out lips glide up and down on James' wet cock, her long fingers stroking James and Mick's hard cocks, her hanging tits swinging, and her ass shaking and rippling as Will repeatedly crashed into it.
How could they do this to me?
Linda wondered. She was still hoping that someone would show her some respect and put a stop to this.
These men had all been friendly to me, seemingly respecting me. But the minute they got an opportunity, they treat me like some blow-up doll for their own gratification. They don't care about me as a person one bit. They're treating me as a sex object.
Linda had never really thought about the phrase before.
How could I be blind for so long? Anytime a man showed any respect or consideration, all they ever really wanted was to have my body. To men, that really is my only purpose in life.
Larry could hold back no longer. He grunted a couple of times, but his first squirt caught Linda off guard. When it hit her throat, she recoiled back, releasing the cock from her mouth. Larry's next several squirts shot onto Linda's face. She closed her eyes as the shots hit her nose, cheeks, hair, and eyes. Linda just kept stroking James and accepting Will's cock in her pussy, with her head up, her face covered in sticky cum, her eyes closed due to the cum hanging off of her eyebrow. Will pulled his cock out of her pussy and shot a load of jism onto Linda's ass and back. Linda collapsed on Larry's lap momentarily. But soon Larry got up, and James slid over to his place. Linda looked up at James, then down to his cock, and began sucking it. One of Glenn's clients took Will's place behind Linda. Soon Linda was again sucking on a cock while getting fucked doggy style. This time, before the men could fill her with more sperm, Linda reluctantly emitted moans and gyrations, and had her own powerful orgasm. After several more blowjobs and doggy style fucks, Linda looked up to see Brett with his hands around her. Brett was another of her husband's young employees. Linda was secretly attracted to Brett. not that she ever expected anything to happen between herself and the younger man. But Brett was good-looking, tall, and very charming. Secretly, she looked forward to seeing him at company gatherings. Linda was hoping the gallant young man would stop all of the humiliating sex she was being forced to endure. But instead of leading her away, he grabbed her and laid her down on the carpet. The cum-covered housewife was on her back on the floor as Brett slid his hands down her long thighs, and onto her sloppy bald pussy. He inserted a finger, then two, then three, wiggling them around while he looked at her and laughed. Linda moaned as Brett's digits stretched her pussy. She looked up to see the others watching her, but it appeared that it was Brett's turn to do her. She spread her legs, awaiting Brett. But Brett wasn't interested in fucking the older woman. Instead, he pulled off his pants, stood over Linda, and lowered himself down on her chest. He straddled Linda's chest, and laid his long cock between her fat tits. He took her hands, and had her press her own tits around his cock, as he slid the unit between them. Linda was mortified that the young man didn't find her worth fucking, that he was only using her for a kinky sex toy. He thrust his hips in and out, as his cock slid in and out of her cleavage. Linda looked down to see the cock head disappearing and reappearing from her cleavage, inches from her face. The others cheered Brett on, and someone reached between her legs and fingered her pussy. Linda held her breasts in place for him, wrapping the big jugs completely around his cock. When Brett came, he shot cum all over Linda's tits, chest, neck, and face. Part 9. Linda and the hooker. Clients were continuing to arrive at the hotel suite. Ron heard a knock on the door, and peered through the peephole. Damn, he almost forgot about his backup plan. He opened the door, and an African-American woman in a long coat entered the room. Ron, fearing that Linda might not work out, had hired a hooker to entertain. The black chick appeared to be in her early 30s, although it was hard to tell. She had thick processed hair, a very dark complexion, and was fairly pretty. She smiled and introduced herself as Marva. Ron immediately paid her, but said that there may be a bonus and tips if things go well. Marva said that she was very experienced at stag parties and other groups. Ron explained what he wanted from her, as she surveyed the group of men around the naked white woman. Linda was getting fucked by a client, on her back on a coffee table, her tits bobbling all over. Marva presumed that Linda was another working girl like herself. When the client finished and pulled out, Marva went into action. "You slut!" she shouted. This got everybody's attention. Linda looked at the black women with confusion. "You two-bit whore, you fucking cunt! You will pay for your slutty perversion!" Linda looked at Ron, who just stood by watching Marva. "Get on your knees!" Marva ordered. Linda climbed off of the table, and kneeled on the floor several feet away from Marva. Marva untied her coat belt, and quickly threw off her coat. She was wearing a black push-up bra, lacy black thong panties, and high heels, nothing else. She stood before Linda, unhooked that front clasp of her bra, and removed it. Her tits were not nearly as big as Linda's, but they were firm and pointed straight out, capped with black puffy nipples. "Suck my titties!" she commanded to Linda. Linda, confused, looked over at Ron. When Ron just stood there ginning, she started to realize that this was something that he had cooked up. When Linda didn't immediately obey, Marva reached around and spanked Linda's ass one time. Marva held back, but it still stung, and Linda squealed. Marva again ordered. "Suck me!" And this time Linda obeyed. Kneeling before the black woman, Linda put her hands on Marva's hips to steady herself, and pressed her lips over the left breast. The hooker continued barking out instructions, making Linda suck and lick and fondle both nipples. Linda was forced to grope her bare, firm ass jutting out. In turn, Marva reached down and fondled Linda's breast in a very experienced way. "Take off my panties!" Marva barked, and Linda slid them down the woman's thighs. Marva's black pussy was also shaved, and her pink slit could be seen. "Eat me! Lick me!" Linda, for the first time in her life, leaned down and began licking another woman's labia. The foul-mouthed hooker continually berated the white woman with obscene insults. She drove her tongue deeply into the hooker's twat, licking all over. "That's not good enough, let me show you how it's done!" Marva made Linda lay on her back on the floor. Marva stood above Linda's head, and dropped her twat down on Linda's face. Marva fell onto the taller woman, and managed to find Linda's pussy with her lips. Linda was forced to engage in the 69 activity for the benefit of the cheering men. Linda was grossed out at licking another woman's pussy, but did the best job that she could. Marva was an expert at it, and Linda did to Marva whatever Marva did to her. The woman's licking was arousing Linda. Marva clamped her black thighs around Linda's head. The men could hear Linda's muffled moans. Marva was realizing that Linda was not a pro, probably just some slut that the men had picked up. Linda wiggled her hips and clamped her thighs around Marva's head. They gyrated on the floor together, licking and panting. Marva could tell the difference between a real orgasm and a fake one, and as Linda gyrated and squealed, Marva knew that she had given Linda a real orgasm. Marva climbed off of Linda. She lied down next to Linda, who was still in a daze. Now Marva changed personalities, from a dominatrix to a lover. "That was wonderful, honey, you must have done that lots of times," teased Marva. Marva then planted her lips onto Linda's. Marva worked her tongue inside Linda's mouth. Linda kissed the thick-lipped black woman, and tasted her own cum. The men roared watching the two women lying on their sides, Marva swirling her tongue around Linda's. Marva touched Linda's tit. Linda looked down at the small black hand caressing her large pale breast, the fingers circling her nipples. Marva grabbed her own tit and pressed her nipple against Linda's. The two nipples had sort of a sword fight as they circled and jabbed each other. Marv emitted fake moans, and Linda answered with real ones. Marva's hand roamed down and found Linda's pussy. Marva tickled her lips quickly and toyed with her clit. Linda again moaned, spread her legs wide and humped Marva's hand. Marva took Linda's hand, placed it on Marva's pussy, and whispered, "Finger me, honey." The women passionately kissed and fingered each other on the floor in front of the crowd. Marva took Linda's hand away from her pussy and made Linda lick and suck on her own finger. Soon Linda was in the throes of another orgasm. She bucked her hips around Marva's hand, let out an unusual wail, and shuddered. Part 10. The finishing touches. Marva retired to the bedroom and serviced as many men as her allotted time allowed. Someone figured out that the couch was a sleeper sofa and opened it up. Linda was led into the sofa bed by Carl to continue the fun. Carl had studied the way that Linda fucked her husband the night before and wanted to recreate it. He lied on his back on the bed and had Linda climb on top of him. Linda lowered herself onto Carl's cock as Carl told her just what he was doing.
"I want it just the way that you gave it to Glenn last night."
Linda, embarrassed at being reminded that Carl watched her personal moments with her husband last night, thrust her hips just like she had 24 hours ago. Carl leered up at the tall woman as she sat fairly upright. Carl rubbed her hips and thighs before grabbing her thrusting ass cheeks the way he saw Glenn do it. Then he grabbed her bobbling tits and tugged on her nipples. Linda leaned over and let her tits hang in Carl's face. She looked down at him as he grabbed her swinging pendulums and stuffed a nipple in his mouth. She fucked fast, as she did the night before, and got hot again. Ron, who had come in Linda's holes 3 times in the past 24 hours, had paced himself this evening. He had one more thing that he wanted to do to his employee's wife, and now he saw his chance. He climbed onto the bed where Linda was on top of Carl. He got behind Linda, between Carl's legs. Carl saw Ron, knew what he was doing, and nodded in approval. Ron pushed Linda down on top of Carl's chest. As Linda kept fucking Carl, Ron could see Carl's dick going up into Linda's twat, just below her little asshole. Ron had a tube of lubricating jelly in his hand. He put some on his middle finger, and touched the outside of her asshole. The startled Linda turned around, but Carl held her down. Ron slowly worked his lubricated finger up into Linda's asshole. Linda let out a sharp, "Oh." It was a strange, uncomfortable sensation having something inserted into her butt. Ron ran his finger in and out until he was satisfied that she was well lubed. Then he dropped some jelly on his cock and aimed the head at Linda's ass. Carl held Linda still as Ron began to slowly work his cock in. Linda figured out what he was doing and squealed,
"No, I don't do that, I don't know how."
As Ron had guessed, he was entering a virgin asshole.
"No, Ron, yours is too big."
Ron slowly worked his cock in, inch by inch, as Linda squealed and squirmed. Carl whispered,
"Relax, relax your muscles, it'll fit."
Linda did as she was told, but trembled as the rod proceeded into her. Ron slowly pumped his cock in and out of her, and Carl resumed his pumping. The two men chuckled as they worked at getting a rhythm going. Linda felt more degraded than ever. It was a strange feeling to have the two cocks in her in close proximity, stretching her holes. She pretty much lied still as the two men pumped into her from above and below her. She looked around at her husband's co-workers on either side of the bed, grinning and cheering their bosses on.
"Oh, oh,"
Linda moaned. Her moans turned to groans as she felt another orgasm approaching. Soon she was sweating profusely, grunting in a very unladylike manner. The guttural sound emitting from her throat sounded like nothing that had ever come out of her. She puffed like a freight train, and the men chimed in. The three-way grunt fest had the bed rocking and shaking.
H-U-U-G-G-G-G-G-G,
croaked the wife and mother. The volume and the speed increased. Linda's grunts could be slightly distinguished by the lower-voiced men, but generally mixed in. Linda's grunting became once long, loud wail, as she thrashed and gyrated. Carl came in her pussy, and then Linda felt the unusual gush of Ron coming in her ass. Linda's wailing continued long after the other two were silent. As Ron popped his cock out of her ass and Linda allowed Carl to get up, all of the men crowded around the sleeper sofa broke out in applause. Linda fell onto her back on the bed, and looked at the clients and employees, lining up with their erect cocks out. Part 11. Back at the office. On a weekday 2 months after the convention, Ron was sitting in his office just before noon. He heard a quiet knock on the door, and saw Linda peeking her head into the open doorway. Ron had not seen her since the convention.
"Well, hi,"
Ron said.
Hi, Ron,"
Linda quietly replied. She stood silently by the door.
"Linda, come in," said Ron.
Linda walked into the office and quietly closed the door behind her. She stood in front of Ron, across from his desk. Ron couldn't help but check her out. She looked hot in a tight blue t-shirt and a very short, tight, blue denim skirt showing off her bare thighs.
"I was looking for Glenn. I thought I'd see if he could go to lunch with me."
Ron paused.
"Glenn's at an all-day meeting at a client's. I don't expect him back today."
"Oh, I didn't know that."
Linda didn't move from her spot before Ron.
"I thought you did. In fact, I was in Glenn's office when he called you this morning. I heard him tell you he would be out of the office the rest of the day."
Caught in her lie, Linda looked at her feet for a moment.
I wanted to thank you for getting Glenn out of that jam."
"Oh, don't mention it."
Ron was wondering why she would thank him for that after all that he put her through.
"Glenn is a good employee. I'm glad that everything worked out for you both."
Linda hemmed and hawed for a minute. Ron pushed his chair back from his desk, leaned back, and broke the silence.
Did Glenn learn anything about what went on at the convention?
Oh, no, not at all,
replied Linda.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Ron was hesitant to ask, but he was dying to know.
What did Glenn think of your, shave bottom?
Linda tried to suppress an embarrassed smile.
Oh, he thought it was a nice surprise, but he didn't show any interest in having me keep it that way.
Now Ron smiled, bolstered by that frank discussion with Linda.
So are you letting it grow back?
Yes.
Ron was surprised by Linda's appearance here, but he knew that she would be a changed woman after the convention. She had way too many obvious, wild orgasms not to admit to herself that she enjoyed some aspects of the weekend.
Come here,
ordered Ron. Linda moved around the desk to where Ron was sitting. She leaned against the desk directly in front of him. Ron looked up at the housewife. Her bare legs were tan, her skirt was rising up her thighs, and her legs were slightly spread. He reached out and started to slowly lift the skirt. Linda let out a quiet gasp, but when she offered no other resistance, he lifted it past her hips and bunched it up around her waist. Inches away from Ron's face was Linda's naked pussy, covered with a new growth of brown hair, nearly an inch long already. Ron pushed her back, and Linda sat her bare ass down on Ron's cold formica desktop. Ron pushed her knees apart, rolled his chair closer, and buried his face in the furry mound. Linda inhaled, put her hands on the back of Ron's head, and threw her head back as Ron licked her pussy. She wrapped her smooth, tan thighs around his ears. James had seen Linda enter the office. He snuck over to see Ron's door closed. He went down the hall to Larry's office, and told him that Linda was in the building. Word spread to the other employees that Linda was here. Several of them crept down the hall and put an ear to Ron's door. Upon hearing Linda's voice, James slowly and silently cracked the door. He peered inside and saw Linda up on Ron's desk, and Ron's face buried between her spread thighs. Ron looked up at Linda.
Show me your tits,
he ordered. Linda crossed her arms, grabbed the bottom of her shirt, and pulled it off, over her head. She revealed a black bra. She unhooked the front clasp and opened the bra. Her white tits spilled out. She leaned back as Ron ate her and fondled her tits. Ron stood up, dropped his pants, and thrust his cock between her legs. Linda sat on the edge of the desk as Ron pumped into her. Larry, James, and the other employees took turns peeking through the door. They had all missed Linda since they fucked her 2 months ago. They watched Ron pump into her. Linda lay down on the top of the desk, and they watched her tits bobble all over as Ron pumped into her. While attempting to deal with her emotions in the aftermath of her weekend of abuse, Linda could not deny to herself the intense eroticism and extreme physical pleasure she felt during every incident. Upon continuing normal sexual relations with Glenn, she felt herself unsatisfied, after experiencing both strong-willed men forcing themselves upon her, and the emotional satisfaction she felt by having so many men wanting her and giving her sexual attention, as well as performing sexual positions and acts she never enjoyed at home. She couldn't logically explain it to herself, but she felt totally compelled to come to her husband's office when he wasn't there, and do whatever it took to get sexual satisfaction from Ron and the other heartless co-workers again. Like a rapist that stalks his victims, performs vile acts upon them, feels remorse later, but continues the cycle over and over, Linda felt out of control to stop herself. She was, in effect, raping herself. Ron made Linda get up and turn around. He leaned her over the desk and fucked her doggy style. As he slammed into her hard, her tits went flying forward, straight out ahead of her, almost even with her chin, then came crashing back down again. The peeking employees watched her ass cheeks ripple and roll with each slam. Linda squealed and moaned with her most intense orgasm in 2 months, and came just as Ron shot his load in her. Linda laid forward on the desk. Just then the door squeaked, and Linda and Ron both noticed the others looking in on them. Linda looked down with an embarrassed smile. Ron just said,
"Well, you might as well come in."
Linda stood up, naked except for her shoes and her skirt bunched up around her waist. Larry and James said hi to Linda. Larry French kissed her while James felt her tits. Brett, Will, Mick, and the others took turns feeling and fingering her. Soon Larry was sitting in Ron's chair, and Linda was on his lap with her back to him, with his cock up inside her pussy. James was sitting on the edge of the desk, directly in front of her, getting a blowjob. The others either felt her tits, got hand jobs, or just stood back and watched, waiting their turn. This time, even the young, handsome Brett kissed her and fucked her. For the rest of the afternoon, Linda was taken to various offices and cubicles to be fondled and fucked. Few of the men did much work the rest of the day, but they each had scheduled phone calls to make and sales calls to take. Between calls, they might walk by whichever desk Linda was being fucked on, and grab a handful of tit to massage, or offer their cock for her to suck. Larry talked on the phone while squeezing Linda's tits. Pizza was ordered, and Linda was forced to go into the lobby area, alone and naked, to accept the pizza from the obviously delighted delivery guy. She also signed for a UPS package this way, and was forced to ask the guy,
"Would you like a quick feel?"
The UPS man eagerly groped her big tits. And when the mail was delivered, the mailman was treated to the view of Mick getting head from a naked Linda at the front desk. Before being allowed to leave, Linda was taken to the copy machine by Mick. Her right breast was pressed against the glass and copied, so the men would have souvenirs of her large areola. Will even tacked a copy up on his office wall, next to Linda's black bra. The next day Glenn told him to take them down, unaware that he was looking at souvenirs of his own wife's fuckfest with his entire office. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network.
please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.